JW Mobile. Two Tango Mobile. Four DJW.
Where's Blue Ridge having their field day? I heard somebody was asking me earlier and I didn't know.
I think it's the same place that's been up there for the last 2 or 3 years. Up there. But I don't know. Now I'm having second thoughts about it. I'm not sure. I don't want to send anybody to the wrong place.
Out the field day. I'm headed home. I've got a net to call here in about 30 minutes, or it'll be backup for the guy calling the net. So anyway, I'm headed back to the house, and I'm not going up to Greer's field day. And all that's a long trip for me over to there, up to Traveler's Rest for that one. So anyway, what you up to today?
It's a horse stable. That's what it is. That's why I remember to change. It's not Furman where they used to go up at Furman where we had the generator sitting out in the field. It's at a place that's a horse stable. And you probably, I don't know if you saw pictures of it before, but they did send out pictures of it in the past. So that might strike a memory, and you'll remember where that is. I'm setting up a flight controller that is, I planned on having it finished and being up at the airfield at 7 o'clock this morning, then heading out to the field day, but I'm not even finished with the setup. It's taking me longer than expected. I'm just now getting to the part where I'm mounting it in the airplane. I got all the electronics figured out. That takes 3 master's degrees and 2 PhD degrees to understand what's going on inside that little thing that's half the size of a matchbox.
You got to play with, and hope nothing gets messed up on one, because they're all too tiny to do any soldering to replace things on the boards. I've seen some of those before. Well, sounds like you've been doing a real good deal with that, and doing a whole lot more flying and things and all. And you doing drones too, or drones, or airplanes, or helicopters, or what these days?
Rotary wing helicopters, fixed wing airplanes, and quads, multi rotors, and hex multi rotors. So 6 motors on a hectocopter, and on a quad, 4 motors on a quadcopter, and they all have flight controllers to one degree or another. Some of them that can be autonomous and figure out what they need to do, and some of them that can be programmed to help the pilot maintain stability. All 3 varying degrees of interaction. And yeah, that little board has 3 gyros, 3 accelerometers, a barometer, and then all of the other programming functions that you need to read those things and figure out what you're going to do next. So they got a ton of stuff packed in that tiny, tiny little space, W4DJW.
Over my head, and I always thought I might like learn to fly. I guess those gyrocopters and things like that are kind of like drones, so to speak, I guess. You see them called that, I think. But I guess the true technical term, the regular good term for them is gyrocopters or whatever. So anyway, good to hear you doing that, Dave. Sounds like you're keeping yourself busy there, you know, along with working too full-time.
The water of the retirement. The retirement is a lake. I want to jump in that lake with all those other retired people, but I just can't quite do it yet. In November, I'll have 1 year exactly to go till I can get full retirement. And then every year I hang on after that, it puts a little bit more in the bank, you know? So I don't know. I'm looking forward to it, but I'm looking forward to retirement, but it's going to be a drop in pay too. That's going to be an adjustment that's going to have to be made. That I'm not looking forward to, but c'est la vie. Not having to work is probably the better of the two.
Well, you have time, had time to work with all the things you do, because I've gotten real involved in a lot of different things. None of it pays anything, but I've gotten involved and I'm enjoying myself doing it. So working with my barbershoppers, putting on conventions, working on a committee over here at church where we're going to build a facility over here for doing picnicking outside between our Family Life Center and our playground, things like that. So, and how old Dave, I'm being nosy for a minute. I've just wondered how close you are, how far behind me you are.
4 in October this year. So then one more year. I think I'm a decade behind you, or close to it, right?
You are, because I turned 74 in April. And also, yeah, you're 10 years behind me. And I thought it was a little bit more than that. I didn't realize you were that close to me, but, and also, good to hear that you're still staying there. I got a friend, brother. Now, my friend, his brother, who is about 1 year old. I think his brother is 1 year older than he and I are. I think there's 1 year difference between them. And his brother finally retired last month at age 75. And the only reason he did that is because he can't get around to do the job he was doing anymore. And he didn't want to work in an office. So he does things. He still does his woodworking and stuff around his house, but he doesn't go into an office and work any, go into a business and work anymore.
Well, 75, that's a long way to go. Without having your time to do what you want to do instead of what somebody else wants you to do. Yeah, that's interesting, going into the office thing. A recruiter called me. I've refreshed my resume up on the sites, Indeed, Indeed, I think is the name of it, and DICE, the place where programmers and program managers and all that kind of stuff register. And I get calls from people that are saying they found a job near where I am. And the first thing I tell them, well, I haven't had a job near where I live in 20 years. That's not a piece of criteria for me to go into the office. But somebody did find one in Greenville. The first time ever I've heard of a job, what I do, that's located in Greenville, South Carolina. That means Greenville's really growing.
That was the thing with me when I was looking for jobs. And back then, computer jobs were, you know, if you weren't working, if you didn't want to work in the you know, the industry with all the textile and everything else, other types of programming jobs were hard to find. And I lost a job because of the textile, turned back in textiles years ago. I worked for Spartan Mills over here in Spartanburg, and I had been there about 4 months, and they had a reduction in force. And in the reduction in force, they let go 10 middle management people. And the computer programmers were considered middle management people. And I was one of the last two to arrive, so I was one of the first two to go, needless to say.
Well, that textiles was the same thing that got my dad when he worked for Milliken for most of his life. But toward the end, I think why he took a retirement when he took one was because Milliken just had to. Everything went offshore. And they weren't doing very well at all back then.
They didn't even talk to me about going to work for them because I did not have that degree paper that goes up on the wall. I knew programming, had been doing it for 10 years, got a lot of training in the service and everything, but I didn't have that degree to go on the wall, so they wouldn't even interview me. But that's, you know, it's what goes on and everything. Well, I'm about back to my house over here. Get down here into this area where they're redoing, finally, after 20 years, they're finally getting over here to really rebuild this section of road that goes right down in front of my house. So they've been digging up the old asphalt, crushing it down, mixing it with all of that with concrete dust and solidifying it to get the base and putting the gravel down. And then they're going to come back and put a whole new asphalting on the whole road and raise the road 4 inches from where it was before, which means it's going to be a lot higher and more water can run down into my yard. Anyway, Dave, you have a good day. We'll catch you later, and hopefully you'll get out to do some of the things you want to do today. W4DJW, W2T, 73 is on your final.
All right. right, Rusty, it was good talking to you. Enjoy field day. I might go out there and visit this afternoon once when the sun goes down. Visit one of the sites. I've never been to Greer, and they're just like a mile up the road from me, so I might go by Greer and then over to W4MYK and visit that one later when it cools down. Anyway, good talking to you. Take care. I hope you don't get too much water in your yard from that road work. Hopefully they do it right and they slant it in the right direction, so that won't be a problem. But anyway, good talking to you. Take care. WU2T, W4DJW Mobile.
Okay,
hey, I haven't heard you in a month of Sundays. How you doing, Chris?
Yeah, I'm riding around in my dad's truck because my car in the shop because it started acting up on me and you could put your foot to the floor and it would barely start moving.
He's got a radio in it and you're in his truck or his car?
Yeah, it's in his truck.
Okay. Well, what you been up to? I haven't heard you in a long time. You doing all right?
I'm doing good. Just dealing with kids and working all the time.
Until we retire, anyway. Well, good to hear you. You going out with your dad when he goes racing his boats?
Time off to be able to go. He hadn't been in a while. There was one race he was supposed to go to, but wasn't able to go because of the gas shortage.
I'm glad that didn't last long.
A week of gas shortage, it actually hurt me at work because the Greer port, they stopped taking exports in right now. It's all on hold.
I kind of procrastinated thinking it wasn't going to be a big deal, and day after day went by, and they weren't coming back, so Amy got an app on her phone that found out who had gas, and she pointed it out, and when we were both on fumes, neither one of us had any gas left. I took my car over there and filled it up and then came back and got her car and went over there and filled it up. It was just a matter of knowing who had the gas, who had gas when, because when they got gas, everybody go there and they drain the tanks.
Here I did, but we'll get you on the other side of the stage at 4 DJG Mobile.
I was going around the back side of the GSP airport. Am I back now? VW Mobile.
DJW, KN4, VWA.
I didn't make it out there this morning. I underestimated how long it would take me to set up stabilization on those new receivers. Three accelerometers and a barometer.
Okay, well, have you made it out there at all today?
No, I got it all figured out. I stayed up late last night working on it, and finally I said, I'm not making any progress. I'll just do it early tomorrow morning. I went to bed. When I got up this morning, things started clicking, but it wasn't until an hour ago that I got it so that, like, if the nose went down, the elevator gave it up elevator to correct, and if the wings went left, that it turned them right. It was mixing them all up. And what I've found out is over the years, they've been developing that since I quit flying the last time for about 4 or 5 years of technology. And along that period of time, they came out with new tools. So if you don't know that chronological, which tool came out when, you could be using a tool from 4 years ago with a tool from this year and getting really bad results. It took me a long time to put all the pieces together to figure out which tools worked right with today's technology.
Just like with a computer, you just got to do a clean wipe and start over.
It's the playbook for starting over. You'll wind up where you were before. You got to go figure out which pieces were built. You got to look at the dates on things, when they were built, and make sure you're not mixing and matching that chronological time when you wipe the slate clean and start over.
Okay, well, so do you think you've got it now?
Yeah, I've got it working right now, but I've got to mount it in the airplane, which I was figuring on doing that last night, but I started building the mount and got hungry, so went out to get some lunch. but I'm working on the mounting. Once I get it mounted, then I'll have to work out the direction. I've got it doing the right function at the right time. Now I got to work out the direction on each one of the functions. So it's going to take, it's taken me longer. The telemetry wasn't bad at all. I can get all five cells. I can get the difference between the highest cell and the lowest cell, which is important to know, and I can get the value of the lowest cell and the value of the whole pack. That way I know exactly when it's time to land, right, without a doubt. When the lowest cell gets down to a value, that's when it's time to come in. You don't have to come in early. You come in when you need to come in, and that's going to be really nice. You don't have to worry about damaging a battery pack, because you run those two low, you'll break them.
On a 4S, what is it, 3.2, you don't
want to
go below?
Some people say 3, some people say 3.4, some people say, you know, the halfway point, 3.8, but then you're not even using them to their full capacity. So, yeah, 3.2 is a good number.
And I've been trying to stay above 3.5.
Well, when it's right there on the screen in front of you and you can set an alarm, you know, when it hits 3.2, start alarming me and I can pull my throttle back, then that helps significantly. That way you're not coming in too early and you're not breaking your expensive batteries.
All I've got is a flight time, a time restriction on my radio. I can set a flight time on the radio. I don't really have that telemetry capability on mine.
You do. You do on one of yours, or a couple of yours, because Eric looked it up to see if you had any brownouts when the MOF went overhead. He looked it up and he said, nope, no brownout. So that tells me you've got the same capability. You just got to dig and find it.
Another programming thing that I've got to go and learn. Man, I tell you what, I just feel like I'm behind the wave on all this stuff, but I'm trying to get there. I've got the what do you call it now? I got the dual rates down pat. I've got the what do you call that when you reduce the sensitivity of the stick? The exponential function. I've got that pretty much down pat. And as a matter of fact, I overshot the runway with my ball. I've got to roll it back a little bit to make it really comfortable because I've been so used to that thing being so sensitive. So I need to get it to a comfortable spot. So now I'm rolling over towards trying to learn mixing so that I can get those flaps to be smooth.
That's another thing I meant to show you too. I figured out how to mix the elevator with the flaps. So if I want to tighten my loops, I just flip a switch down, the flaps come down. As I let up, they come down. And then that last notch thing where the elevator ailerons go up, they pop up and act like floors on the last notch of the throttle. So you can slam on brakes right before you touch the runway, and it changes the attitude of the airplane. Anyway, it's my turn. I'll show you how all that works when I get there. But it's my turn at the window. I'll be back in a little bit. W4DJW.
Yeah, my airplane has an attitude, KP4CBA.
KN4NWA. Yeah, yours has a ground effect attitude. It doesn't want to get off the ground just yet.
It would get off the ground if I'd let it, if I'd let go of it, but I ain't letting go.
I hear you. Well, bud, you just need to dig into that flight sim and get started and get going.
Is his plane having an attitude?
His plane has an attitude also. And I told him it has an attitude about getting off the ground.
It has that attitude. I think his tennis has an attitude that takes precedence over his airplane.
I agree with you there, Dave. You know, you and I just can't understand that kind of priorities in life, can we?
We need to put wings on his tennis ball.
Control on the handle of his tennis racket?
How are you?
I'm doing good. I got to jump out just a second here. I forgot something. I'm leaving my daughter. neighbor's house here, and he was gonna give me a speaker. I need one of those. Anyway, it's one of the speakers you use for your TV, and I need to cannibalize it. I've got a better one, but I need some parts. I'll be back in a minute. KB4CBA.
All right, that's called a sound bar. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, I robbed some speakers from a digital sound system I had, and they are performing so flawlessly with my West Mountain clear speaker setup. That's a DSP filter system, and it is fantastic. So I'm just using a digital speaker from one of my sound systems.
Before, the one we got down there now, my in-laws would come up from Fort Myers, and they'd listen to that, and they'd say, there's something wrong with that thing. And we didn't know that new flat-screen TVs didn't have sound. It had sound, you could hear it, but it wasn't quality sound. So the next time they came to visit us, they bought a sound bar, plugged that thing in, and boy, what a difference that made on that TV. The last flat-screen TV that we had, it's got really good quality sound, doesn't need it.
Earlier smart TVs, they just had, you know, one speaker kind of pointed at an angle out the back, and they hoped that the wall was going to reflect the sound back out into the room wherever it went. As long as you get a little noise out of it, they weren't worried about it. But now, I've got a 75-inch Samsung, and man, that baby's good.
That we weren't getting any sound out of it until our in-laws, who are older than we are, came up here and said, and gave us a sound bar. They brought, the next trip they came up, they brought that sound bar, and boy, did that make a difference. But I guess the flat screen TVs have caught up now, and you don't need sound bars like you used to. We've got one that's just sitting around, nobody's using it. I don't know, probably will wind up taking it to the dump. They've got an electronics place there at the landfill that you can recycle electronics.
Well, don't throw your sound bar away. You talking about a sound bar?
Yeah, for those TVs that needed a sound bar. The ones we have now don't need it. Those have been replaced. I'll take it.
Hey, I was jumping on it first there, Cole.
All right.
Yeah, but you can't run as fast as I can. Either me or KB4CBA will take it, and I'll put it down in my building. I got two smaller TVs, a 32 down there, and I can show, use the sound bar where I can hear it from across this big room I got.
I'll be sure and take it to the airfield with me next time I go.
Hey, just give me a holler. Let me know when you're going. Hey, David. You heard that, didn't you? The only way you're going to get a sound bar is to show up at the airfield.
Work. Well, I'll tell you. Well, I thought you had dibs on it.
Let me just tell you, bud, I'm just all about getting you motivated. If you'd show up with your airplane and some charged batteries in your radio, and be there at the same time Dave and I are, you might wind up with a sound bar.
The only thing that would be flyable today is probably the trainer, and I think I need to charge the battery on it.
Well, that's really probably what you need to be flying. Isn't that the one you got from Bill or Phil?
Wild Bill.
Call.
Hello.
Wing.
I'd have to go look at it.
Well, I mean, is the wing above where the pilot would sit or below where the pilot would sit?
It's It's over. That's just like my other airplane and the wings that's on top of the plane fuselage. And but it has a lithium battery and it hasn't been charged, so I don't know if it has a charge or not.
Well, charging the battery is no problem. Do you have a charger?
Charger.
Well, you just bring it on out to the field and we'll show you all the details on how to get set up on it. I'd just love to see you try to get in the air, bud. And, you know, anything I can do to help out, just let me know, but you got to show up.
I don't have any insults yet, so I can't fly anything.
Tonight when you go home and your wife says you can sit down, go sit down in front of the computer and go to the AMA, and it's a simple online thing. Go ahead and get your AMA insurance and you'll be all set and ready to go.
My wife will be back in town tonight, so she's down in Hilton Head. Well, actually, she's in Columbia right now. She's watching my grandson play. He's playing travel ball, baseball, his coach's pitch. And but he's really good. He's really excelling in it.
Good. Well, go home and do it before she gets home then. hey, Dave. W4DJW. We're gonna get coal in the air one way or another, aren't we?
How all this started. this is all his fault. So yeah, that's payback.
Yeah. Even if I have to go over off of Rutherford Road and grab his butt and drag him up there.
Down his feet and drag him up to the airfield? W4DJW.
I'd like to see that, KB4CBA.
Oh, I can handle that on my own. I wouldn't need no help either. Yes, sir. We'll get you up there one way or another there, Dave.
I join you on that. Heck, I've been looking for an airfield to join.
Located.
I'm Greer. I'm actually just listening to y'all talk. Y'all actually cracking me up. But I'm actually a quadcopter flyer. I live over in Pelzer.
We fly is up at the Campobello Flyers up above Inman, just south of Highway 11. So that would be a pretty good hoof for you. But now, there's two clubs that would be a whole lot closer. Yeah, I like to see folks get in the air and enjoy the hobby. You'd be welcome to come up there and check us out over up at Campobello Flyers.
There soon. I'm currently driving up to Greer. They're about to do some fireworks and everything. My family invited me to go and watch them do that at night. But, hey, quick question. I heard something about a field day happening in Greer. Where is that at exactly?
DJW, that's at Lake Robinson. You know where Lake Robinson, well, that's where it always is. I don't know, they may have changed it, but it's typically at Lake Robinson. Say again?
Another one up at, the YMCA in Traveler's Rest. That's the Greer Club, Greenville Club's down at Lake Robinson. You guys taking part in that one there, Dave?
Greer usually has theirs at Lake Robinson.
Last year, they were up at the YMCA in Traveler's Rest. And what about the Greenville Club? Are they not participating?
They are. They're having it out of the horse stable that they found for the last couple of years.
Okay, where's that?
It's on the BRARS.cc website.
Because I thought I saw a feed about they were having it up somewhere. Greer Club and the Greenville Club, they're both all in. You can pick either one and ride up there and see them today. They start at 2 o'clock, don't they?
Yeah, 2 o'clock today till 2 o'clock tomorrow. 24 hours.
I'll give them a look. But gentlemen, I'm gonna go ahead and turn it back over to y'all. I just figured I'd come in, comment a little bit, and ask that question real quick. This has been KO4NH. I'll be clear. I'll be clear.
Hey, before you run, what kind of multivator do you fly?
I actually don't run a plane. I actually run a quadcopter. I have a Horizon Hobby one. That one's been broken, but I'm actually in the process of getting a Chinesium quadcopter back up together and running. Just having to get a few parts to get it back all together. Doesn't have anything fancy. It's just something cheap that I found the other day. Or, I'm sorry, not the other day, years ago.
Or some other, and is that like for the Horizon, is that like a blade, or and the Chinese, is that a DJI?
I wanted a Blade Nano, if I remember correctly. It's been so long, I haven't pulled out the box in years since I've fried the board in it. But the Chinese one, I honestly can't tell you. It's not a DJI or anything like that. It's just one of the knockoff brands.
Anyway, I won't hold you. I know you're trying to get away, but just curious. Good to talk to you. Hope to see you at the airfield one day. KO4NH, W4DJW.
Clear. I'll be clear. Thanks for the chat, y'all.
You still there, KB4CBA? Hey, David. Tell KB4CBA, Dave, what that guy did the other day following me. In that DJI VR.
Look, I think it's Facebook. Yeah, I think it's Facebook. I put a video up there. I was out flying Steve's Mav. His red airplane, it was the only red airplane out there flying. I think he picked up on that because he's looking into a little tiny screen. But he's flying a DJI FPV Racer, one of the new ones. It's something new that DJI came out with. And he's doing follow me and filming him up in the air. So you get to see from the air what your plane looks like while it's flying. That's a lot different perspective than looking at a little tiny dot move around on the screen from the ground.
How fast that thing was.
Miles an hour.
How do I find it on Facebook?
I think to my timeline, if you just click on my name, you'll see it right there at the top.
Are we even friends on Facebook?
I thought we were. Are we not?
I never see anything posted by you, so I wasn't sure. All right, well, I'd like to see that, so I'll go and see if I can find it.
On Facebook, but he emailed me the video, and I've got it downloaded. Yeah, it is. It's sweet.
Hard to do, too. I don't know if you've ever tried to follow somebody from a little tiny smartphone viewer, but it's not easy.
A very proficient pilot. Yes, sir. No, he was good. Hey, listen, I had a little bit of a hard time just videoing my brother the other day. He wanted me to video. He was up here Thursday, and we went out, and he was making some absolutely gorgeous landings. So I said, okay, I'm going to screw you up now, and I'm going to video it. Well, I videoed it. I mean, he really showed out. He did good.
Venom, W4DJW.
Holding a cell phone that was zoomed in, out there in that sun in the afternoon, it's difficult to see the aircraft in your cell phone viewfinder on the screen. And I was having to just simply basically point, like a shotgun in a general direction.
You should take your Phantom up there and follow him and try the same way Travis, that's his name. I couldn't remember the guy's name. Same way Travis was doing your red airplane.
You know what? I didn't even think about that. That's a great idea. I'm going to try to do that. That sounds like fun, but knowing me, we'll have a midair.
Well, you just want to be able to stop before you hit them. or you want them to holler out. That's when the Michael, the German guy that worked at BMW that was flying with me, we were both learning that. That's one thing he was adamant about. Don't just stop. Tell me you're stopping before you stop. Keep going until you say you're stopping. You hear from me saying, okay, so he knows it. Otherwise, if you just stop in the air, like when you're flying multirotors, you can stop in the air. With an airplane, you can't do that, so it's not so much of a problem. But with multirotors, one time I just stopped, and he just shot right over the top of me, and he said, don't ever stop without telling me you're stopping.
I bet you guys were doing some high-speed stuff, too.
He's an excellent pilot. So he was doing most of the following me. When I would follow him, I'd lose him. I'd, where are you? I can't find you anymore. And I'd have to stop and spin around and run for him. I'd lose him.
Well, that's part of what makes it so much fun, man. Shoot.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I wanted to get those quads going, the ones that look like a TBS Discovery. I would try to get those going because they're a lot of fun to do that with.
Drones?
Say that again. It got kind of scratchy there.
Did you ever fly any fox and hound with it?
That was me.
I don't know what that is.
Well, you get about three or four guys, and out of the four, you designate one and put a little streamer on it, and everybody looks away, and that's the fox, and he goes out and hides, and the other three has to find him, and then once they find you, he has to make it back and set down within a 3-foot circle before they can catch your streamer.
W4DJW. That's what those guys were doing on the video with Bloody Wonder, where they were cutting each other's streamer, except everybody had a streamer and everybody was trying to cut everybody else's streamer. But same, basically the same thing. That's a lot of fun. And David, go ahead.
I'm going to jump out of here, but I just have one question. Steve, do you have a TPMS programmer?
GPMS programmer?
Papa. Mike, Sierra.
Unfamiliar with that. What is the TPMS programmer? What's it used for?
204NUE.
I have one. If you don't know what it is, go ahead, Breaker.
Tire pressure monitoring system.
It's a little box with a button on it, and I can get my daughter's TPMS light came on her Ford Edge, and we put air in the tire, and usually you just drive off and it goes out, and hers won't go out, and all the pressures are you know, up where they're supposed to be. And so I can get it in program mode, but I don't have the little box.
You put air in the spare?
Roger.
So, the way it works, but each one of those sensors have got a little lithium battery in it, about the size of a dime, maybe a nickel, and they broadcast the signal to the TPMS receiver on the vehicle. And if they're between 3 to 5 years of age, when one of those batteries drop out, then the TPMS light stays on the vehicle. So what typically I normally do is when I change tires out, I change the TPMS sensors in the tire, and that guarantee probably is going to kick it off. I'm going to say one of your batteries, if one of your batteries is dead.
My Mustang, but it's newer, and it shows a TPMS fault code and on my dash, so I know it's a sensor and not a low tire pressure. So, but see, she had a low tire, and I plugged the tire for her, and then I aired it up, and all her other tires were good. And generally, you can just drive off and the light will go out, and hers didn't, so anyway. Well, we'll figure it out. She may have a bad TPMS in one of the tires. It'll be the one that won't program.
Hey, Dave, now that I know what you're talking about, all you really got to do is get yourself an X-Acto knife, take the tire off, and replace the battery.
Oh, I could do that, yeah. All you have to do is break the bead on the side where the TPMS sensor is to get to it. You can take it off and put it back on, and then air it back up. But anyway, I'll figure out something. Okay, y'all carry on. I'm going to jump out of here. And thanks for all the help, KP4CPA.
Hey, Dave, I was just joking with you. Those modules that you're talking about on the inside of the tire for the tire pressure, they're sealed units. You can't replace the batteries in them, bud. And that's one of those things in life that I just don't bother taking that much time with. I just go to the tire store and say, fix it.
Steve. Hey, Steve. Can I talk with you when just hang around when you get done with the airplanes, but I got a quick question for you.
Well, you're not going to make it over there, are you, today? You going to make it over there today?
All right, Steve, I'm up at the deer camp today, and I'm not going to be able to make it.
Okay, all right, well, good enough. Did you get cell phone signal up there?
No cell phone. This is all I got. But Steve, I went by and checked on Walt yesterday, and did a little work on his vehicle, trying to get his wheel straightened out. And I hadn't heard him on the air lately.
You know, don't get too worried about Walt. He, on occasion, will drop out for a day or so, a day and a half. His daughter will grab him up, and they'll ride down, to who knows where, and he'll be off the air for a day or a day and a half, something like that. Now, if you don't hear from him by tomorrow, then get worried.
I was over there yesterday afternoon. And, yesterday after lunch, and, haven't been able to make contact with him. I just wanted to confirm K4OIM is his call, correct?
That's it. That's Roger. Is that right, Dave? W4DJW, he is K4OIM?
That's affirmative. That's Walt's call, K4OIM, and I am about to jump out. So, good talking to you. Hope to see you sometime this weekend out at the airfield. Okay, for DJW.
Possibly the engine starts to die down. Probably 4 or 5 o'clock. That's probably going to be my window. Maybe we'll get to see each other. Hopefully. All right, Chad. So you're worried about him?
He had a visit with VA a couple of days before. And I don't want to get into all that on the air, but I just trying to find a way to get in touch with him. I've been calling him on the radio and, that kind of thing.
Probably out and about with his daughter. You know, he lives there with his daughter.
I didn't get to meet her yesterday, but, just checking up on him. And, the other thing, Steve, is I'm going to be bringing the welder back with me when I go home tomorrow. So, again, if that's still something you're interested in, and if it's not, that's fine. It'd be no hard feelings either way.
No. I appreciate you. I've just still got to go down and get those tabs cut and shaped, and then I got to bore a 1-inch hole through each one so that we we can accurately attach them to the bottom plate. So that has to happen on Monday or Tuesday before I can do all that. So I'll be in touch probably around Wednesday on that.
Good. I'll have the machine till probably Friday, and bring it back up here for the guys. But the last question I got is, Steve, I've been doing some work on my comms up here, and last week I had a pretty heavy complaint about a really annoying ticking noise in the background. It was, and I think I've got some of it eliminated, but do you hear a ticking noise in my signal?
Roger, yes I do. It's more of a background, and but are you operating on a battery or a generator?
I'm running off of solar, and what I've done is put an extension line on my microphone so I can move my microphone and key the radio from the other side, from outside of the cabin. That way I don't have to come all the way in the cabin to get to the radio. And dummy me ran the extension line right along the lines for the DC power coming over to the patch panel over here inside the cabin. And, of course, it's unshielded, so I've separated it as much as I can separate it without running the new line. I do not want to run the new line, and if it's something I can live with or if it's not troublesome for other people, then I'll leave it the way it is, but just trying to get a little feedback.
It's not real bad. It's not annoying to me. I mean, I'm really sensitive. Could be say something about it, but it's not extremely bad, but I can hear it. And have you thought about little magnetic chokes?
Not, but you talking about ferrite chokes?
There you go.
I could put those around the feed line for the DC. And maybe clear the rest of it up.
Describe to me. I believe you're picking up some kind of QRM from the actual microphone lead, the microphone cord. So I'm thinking if you put one of these ferrites around right before it goes into your transmitter and up at the mic, I think that would help you out a lot, or maybe even down about halfway. So that would kind of tend to help knock some of that down. Might just do the trick.
That's a good idea. I appreciate that, and I'll get that straightened out. But listen, the other day when you called me, I did not put your name to that telephone number. And I think I know which one it is. Do you mind giving me the last digit of your number over the air so I know which one it is and I put your name in?
Well, I got two numbers. I got 1632 and 4228.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I was wondering what kind of radio that is. If it's a DMR type radio, I'd wonder about the program and maybe it set it the 12.5 bandwidth instead of 25. Be worth checking. I've heard that same sort of thing on DMR before.
Last station, this is KO4NUE for station ID. It's a Kenwood TVM71E. And, TMV71 dual tri-bander, dual bander, and I don't know, sir. It's not DMR.
For that, just kind of curious because I've heard that same kind of clicking noise on misconfigured DMRs. Yep. So I'm not sure. I just wanted to throw that out there just in case. Over.
I've separated my transmission line from my power lines as can. And I'm just going to put some ferrite chokes on it like Steve recommended, and hopefully that'll help me out a little bit.
Jump out of here for about 5 minutes. I'm going to go in and get me a sandwich before I head on over to my destination. I'll be back in there in just a couple minutes there, Chad. KN4, VWA, temporarily clear.
For VWA, KN4, CHY, have a good afternoon. I'm about to head out myself and kind of cruise around the yard on a mower, so I've got that to look forward to. And other station, I think it was KO4NUE, I believe. Yeah, I was also wondering what kind of orientation your extension line is to your antenna. You know, maybe if you could move that positioning, but it sounds like you're kind of locked into that. Over.
I got it. I'm up on the 12-mile river, about 150 yards right off of the river. And I report the weather conditions on Skywarn down here as far as flooding goes on the 12-mile. And my antenna is approximately 50 feet away, but I am pretty close to the feed line for the antenna coming in, so that's a good idea. Something else I'll check out. But is it troublesome? Is it annoying? Does it distract from the conversation, or is it just something that I can accept?
Not at all. You're 100% copyable. Yeah, if it wasn't for that noise in the background, you'd be like just crystal clear. You got a strong signal in. It's just the clicking in the background. But yep, no problems at all. And yeah, like I said, if you could, if you've got the maneuverability to run it a different way, it'd be worth a shot. You know, I know you've I've heard you on here before and tried different things, so I guess it's just a matter of trying something else. But yeah, you're perfectly copyable on this end. KN4CHY, back to you.
CHY. Yeah, so I've been working on this off and on for about 2 weeks now, and when I initially run all my extensions and moved everything to the other side of the camp, the shelter here at the camp, from what everybody else was telling me, it was extremely annoying and just hardly audible at all. So I mean, I think I've figured out what it is, because when I move my feed line away from my power cables, I'm not getting any complaints about it. But there's one junction spot up there where I'm not able to move it away from the transmission lines. I don't exactly know what I'm gonna do about that, but if it's troublesome, then I'll do something about it. But if it's not bothering you, then I may just leave it.
That, as long as you can get out, that's most of what counts in that situation anyway, the cabin on the river type situation. So yeah, not bad at all, and I do believe it is not as bad, because I do remember hearing it before, and it doesn't seem to be as bad. But unlike the other station, I'd maybe try, like I said, reorienting that mic extension, or you know, whatever you can maneuver around. Because yeah, it's gotten better, but it's still there. But yeah, not real bad. Anyway, I'm gonna go you know, go head out and jock his lawnmower around for a while, just you know, because that's a hobby. And we'll catch you a little later. KN4CHY, I'll be clear after your final. Back to you.
KHY, KO4NUE. Listen, I just moved my patch cable away from the mic line. I probably got it about 3 feet. Is there any noticeable difference?
Not. It does seem a little different, but I can't nail it. I think I got a little extra static in there. Just moving around. Maybe, I don't know, maybe trying a new mic cord or something. I don't know how long of a run you got for your extension there. said the antenna's 50 feet away, so it's certainly not on that end. Over.
All right, sir. Well, I appreciate the feedback, and I'll let you get out on your mower. It's KO4NUE 73 to you, sir, and you have a blessed day.
Sir, and we'll probably catch you around here later. KO4NUE, KN4CHY, name here is Keith, by the way, Kilo Echo India Tango Hotel. And I will be clear and cut grass.